Governor Slayton takes oath simply. The Atlanta Georgian, Saturday, June 28, 1913. With the simplest ceremonies in the history of the state, marked by the absence of all military display and red tape, John Marshall Slayton becomes governor of the state of Georgia in the hall of the House of Representatives of the state capitol, Saturday at 12 o'clock noon, succeeding Governor Joseph M. Brown. The Joint Committee on Inaugural Arrangements, selected from the memberships of the Senate and the House, has conformed to the expressed desires of Governor-elect Slayton in preparing for his induction into office, and there is none of the pomp and excitement attending previous gubernatorial inaugurations. Within an hour or an hour and a half after the ceremonies begin, Governor Joseph M. Brown will have relinquished his office and made preparations to retire to his Cobb County farm, and His Excellency John Marshall Slayton will take his place as head of the state government. Governor Slayton will give voice to certain distinct policies of his own in his inaugural address, which also will be his message to the legislature. He will recommend certain legislation and condemn certain other legislation, but there will not be that tense, nervous feeling that usually characterizes a change of administration, though it be usually hidden behind a mask of pomp and display. Great crowds attend. The weather of Inauguration Day was all that could be desired, and as early as 10 o'clock, crowds of Georgians began to throng the Capitol building. Half an hour later, seats in the Hall of Representatives were at a premium, and it is expected that hundreds of the sightseers will be forced to stand during the whole of the ceremonies. Virtually no legislative work will be done by either of the bodies of the legislature Saturday. The House convened at 10 o'clock and the Senate at 11 o'clock. Both houses will adjourn at 11:45 o'clock, and the members of the Senate will proceed to the House for the inauguration ceremonies. With the Senate and the House gathered in joint session, messages will be sent to the retiring and incoming governors that all is ready. Guests of honor, who include the State House officials, judges of the Supreme Court and of the Court of Appeals, ex-governors and federal judges, will meet in the executive offices with Governor Brown and Governor-elect Slayton. They will be escorted to the House by the Joint Committee on Arrangements, comprising Senators John T. Allen and M.E. Rushin, and Representatives Crawford Wheatley, R.N. Hardimban, and R.R. Blackburn. There, they will be seated directly in front of the Speaker's stand. Address closes ceremonies. The inauguration ceremonies will be opened with invocation by Reverend John B. Robbins of the Trinity Methodist Church. Randolph Anderson, President of the Senate, will present Governor-elect John M. Slayton to the General Assembly, after which Chief Justice William H. Fish will administer the oath of office. Then the Secretary of State will present to Governor Brown the Great Seal of the State of Georgia. The latter will then in turn deliver it to the Secretary of State. The ceremonies will close with the inaugural address of Governor Slayton.